No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Rhyme.
Andrew's in.
Al Springfield's favorite conservative and author of the well-selling book Only Turkeys Have Left Wings. Ladies and gentlemen, Birch Barlow.
Ugh, that Barlow's a right-wing crackpot. He said Ted Kennedy lacked integrity. Can you believe that?
Yeah, switch the station. I consider myself politically correct, and his views make me uncomfortable.
No, guys. Now, I'm not very political. I usually think people who vote are a bit fruity. But for some reason, this Birch Barlow really speaks to me.
Let's do this in B-flat minor.
He choked. He goes around with crocodile tears.
We have so many adversary vulva fiends. Can we all agree to be frenemies?
I would work with our allies in the Middle East. That's the only way we're going to keep the peace.
Okay.
Muscle, so sad.
It's a catastrophe.
So bad.
Can everyone achieve the American dream? Or should they sign up for my Ponzi scheme?
We are gonna go where the money is.
All right.
We are gonna help small businesses.
Our jobs are being sucked out of our economy. Right now, our country is dying. Big three.
Why should you run the show?
We've gotta do more.
Tell us, cause we need to know.
We need to give the drug lords
who are waiting to be bought.
You get shot walking to the store.
Who should really run the show?
Donald got into a Twitter war.
For the Supreme Court, who would you choose? Please don't say me, I'm a busy dude.
The Supreme Court, it's what it's all about. The Second Amendment is under such trauma.
I understand and respect gun ownership. I hope the Senate confirms the nominee of President Obama.
To stop a Cold War, what should we be doing? Would you go from Russell Vladimir Putin?
I don't know, Putin. This is not my best friend. He's outsmarted Hillary, and she's playing chicken. Look at the startup they signed.
You are willing to spout the Putin line. These cyber attacks from the Kremlin are designed to influence our election. Putin has a very clear favorite in this race. He'd rather have a puppet as president of the United States.
Why should you run the show?
We have horrible views.
Tell us, cause we need to know.
Donald bought Chinese steel.
Who are we until we vote?
I should win easily.
Who should really run the show?
He's talking down our democracy.
It's so dishonest. I say it's rigged. She should never have been allowed to run based on what she did.
I see.
Our democracy works. We've had free and fair elections. Donald thinks things are rigged every time things are not going in his direction.
We have some bad hombres here, and we're gonna get them out. That's what it's all about, bad hombres.
Why should you run the show?
I wanna raise an animal wage.
Tell us, cause we need to know.
Our country is so outplayed.
Two more weeks until we vote.
We invest from the ground up.
Our jobs are being sucked.
And Treason Radio coming at you, the election special.
Hey, howdy, hey, America. TJ Gower here, talking to you live and direct from next to my washing machine.
She's in the state's capital of California, bringing you the real deal political discussion. 2 weeks away, the goddamn election.
Kind of look at it like, you know, speaking of doing the laundry, washing the colors with the whites, right? It doesn't really fuck up the laundry that bad if you do it right, but there is a chance you get some bleed over. And I'm pretty sure right now we're experiencing that bleed over, where we got a bunch of whites actually bleeding over into the colors. And what I mean by that is that America, these people that have been so fucking brainwashed and narrow-minded and dim-witted and unexposed and fucking just completely oblivious with the internet. Anything's fucking possible now, just like this show. And guess what? A lot of these people are getting themselves educated and realizing that, hey, this whole fucking narrow-minded fuck-like people, blah, 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 shit is stupid and it's retarded. And there's so many people, there's a groundswell of people that are like, that's not who I am, that's not what I represent. And they're gonna fucking change the world, man. That's why we're here.
Or maybe we're just doomed. Some bad hombres, nasty women featuring Weird Al, what you just heard, opening the show. Brilliant. Brilliant track right there.
Weird Al is fucking amazing, man. I love that guy. He just constantly is, like, on point. From I'm Bad instead of I'm Bad by Michael Jackson to this shit right here. I mean, the dude for 30 fucking plus years has just been crushing it. Like, and people love the guy, and that's great because he's so fucking punk rock, it's not even funny. He just basically says, fuck you, this is how easy and stupid your shit is, that I can make it up in 30 fucking seconds and have it be better than the original.
Hell yeah. So I haven't seen DJ Gower for a while. We're doing it via the phone waves because what the fuck. We lost the vocals. There's some debacle. So you'll hear in some episodes eventually. I'll make the trek to sack one of these days so we can drink heavily. And the election will be over.
Demise of your regularly scheduled episode.
Lost power cable, corrupted SD card. 7 years later, almost. Still bringing you the shit. Rhyme and treason.
Don't stop, won't stop, motherfucker.
Yeah, so anyway, you'll hear some songs about the government, politics, some sound clips, hilarious sound clips, as always.
It's not that we haven't beat the shit out of the political system theme on Rhyme and Treason Radio, but that kind of is the theme of Rhyme and Treason Radio. It's political bullshit and trying to be part of the bigger picture and make a bigger difference than just being some asshole.
The system's rigged, dudes. Here we go. Rhyme.
And stolen elections and treason?
That's right. Voter fraud. Just listen to Trump.
And short and fat and pushy, but at least you're not insane. Henry Kissinger, oh, I'm missing you and wishing you were here.
Thank you. I'm Hank Hill from TV's King of the Hill.
And I'm Bobby Hill from TV's King of the Hill.
Welcome to what used to be my garage.
That's where I usually park my bike.
We're here to remind you to register to vote. So go ahead, fill out your registration card, and you'll be eligible to win these valuable prizes. Freedom, civic pride, and a brand new president.
Republican convention is going on down there. Alon?
I don't know what it is. It's like a birthday party for somebody because, in fact, I was trying to get to SeaWorld. I got caught up into traffic that took me into this big arena where I am right now. And
wait a minute. Are you calling from the main floor at the convention?
Yeah, and there's a bunch of people around, people milling around doing things. And what it is I guess what it is when you come, you got to sit in a section that's designated for you as according to where you come from.
That's right.
Because you sit in Tennessee, and I see Alabama, and I see Georgia, I see all the states, people sitting there and doing that, and I'm right on the floor, ready for the whole whatever the hell going on with this thing.
Well, you might enjoy it. You should stick. Is anyone making a speech right now?
I think it's been unfortunate, but it's happened, that since the Great Recession, the gains have all gone to the top. And we need to reverse that. People like Donald, who paid zero in taxes, zero for our vets, zero for our military, zero for health and education. That is wrong. And we're going to make sure that nobody, no corporation, and no individual can get away without paying his fair share to support our country.
Mr. Trump, I want to give the chance to respond. Sure. I just want to tell our viewers what she's referring to. In the last month, taxes were the number one issue on Facebook for the first time in the campaign. The New York Times published three pages of your 1995 tax returns. They show you claimed a $960 million loss, which means you could have avoided paying personal federal income taxes for years. You've said you pay state taxes, employee taxes, real estate taxes, property taxes. You have not answered, though, a simple question. Did you use that $916 million loss to avoid paying personal federal income taxes?
Of course I do. Of course I do. And so do all of her donors, or most of her donors. I know many of her donors. Her donors took massive tax write-offs.
So have you paid personal federal income taxes?
A lot of my write-off was depreciation and other things that Hillary, as a senator, allowed. And she'll always allow it because the people that give her all this money, they want it. That's why. See, I understand the tax code better than anybody that's ever run for president. Hillary Clinton, and it's extremely complex, Hillary Clinton has friends that want all of these provisions, including they want the carried interest provision, which is very important to Wall Street people, but they really want the carried interest provision, which I believe Hillary's leaving. It's very interesting why she's leaving carried interest, but I will tell you that, number one, I pay tremendous numbers of taxes. I absolutely used it, and so did Warren Buffett, and so did George Soros, and so did many of the other people that Hillary is getting money from. Now, I won't mention their names because they're rich, but they're not famous, so we won't make them famous.
Okay. Can you say how many years you have avoided paying personal federal income taxes?
No.
And we're back, the election special edition of Rhyme and Treason 2016. Pretty much the most pathetic. That's right. Had to get one out there because it's been a while. And yeah, the joke political system. Got to talk shit about it.
It actually wasn't that important for us to make. We just thought of the idea yesterday because, again, we lost the power cable and can't extrapolate. Yeah, things are going really well at Rhyme and Treason. I think we're up to like 6 listeners.
No, people actually are like, when's the next episode? Now that we don't put them out anymore. For the first time ever.
Rhyme and Treason Radio, the greatest fucking podcast that no one's ever heard. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, it's a lot better. Rhyme and Treason Radio @gmail.com. Send us an email about your hatred for the fucking political system. And show us your support.
Rhyme is our official handle on Twitter.
Some crazy tweets going out by the Trump master. It's going to win him the election. But at least he didn't give away all those government secrets in the emails.
Do we want to elect some delusional, narcissistic, xenophobic, racist, rich fuck? Or do we want to elect some warmongering, legacy, fucking career politician?
It could be the end of the world, man. Cleveland Indians and Chicago Cubs in the World Series. That's right. Anyway, you probably heard some punk rock, some hip hop. That's how we do it at Rhyme and Treason.
To know, and I think our fans would love to know a little bit more about this strange growth that was like rash shit that was on your.
Oh yeah, I rode the BART train to a Giants game from Walnut Creek. Quite a ride indeed, and yeah, there was a bum sleeping near me with his ass exposed. I was gripping handrails. Enough said, right? Thanks a lot, Bart. Near a bum. That's right. That's pretty much it. So, yeah, it's completely healed now, luckily. But, yes, it was bound to happen. After I paid my $80 for 6 drinks in San Francisco. That was pretty sweet. Prior to boarding that BART train. Yeah. So, needless to say, I would definitely pay the $30 to park at any Giants game. That's my advice to you. Instead of riding BART and trying to save $30.
To
go and watch the Warriors kick their ass.
So there's like, you know, zero parking in 5 major California freeways all merging next to each other right there where the arena is. So, you know, again, awesome city planning, project management concepts.
Well, but it does prevent tailgating and having a good time in the parking lot. So he's
president, for example, that no one's paying attention to the guy that's running the fucking city council or the guy that's running for congressperson or your state senator. Most people haven't even opened their fucking ballot books, even if they are registered.
That's hilarious. All right, here comes some more music. Thanks for listening. The election special edition of Rhyme and Treason for the lone fans out there. This one's for you. Rhyme.
Pulsers of treason.
Everybody focus up. Look, this party tonight could be a model for the way that the world should work. And I just want to say, I'm totally stoked to the max about it. All right? You guys feeling good?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dennis, what, are you shooting video?
Yeah, man.
All right, well, be careful with that. I might run for office someday. Now, trust me, I think that this party can be the most inspirational party this campus has ever seen. Is that coming to me? and just grab that.
Get it down there.
Some righteous bud. Some righteous bud we got going on there. We need some bodacious jock babes coming in. We need some hot-ass punk rock babes. I don't care where they come from. The most important thing, it's imperative that we have a diversity in the pussy department. Intercepted. Don't sleep on Barry O. Don't ever sleep on Barry O.
There's been a new animal aimed in the direction of falling off the face of the earth. Yes, young black teenagers are recorded to be the oldest and the newest creatures added to the endangered species list. As of now, the government has not made steps to preserve the blacks. When asked why, a top law official adds, because they make good game.
Living large, telling me to get out the gang. I'm a nigga, gotta live by the trigger. How the fuck do you figure that I can say peace and the gunshots won't cease? Every time killing goes ignored, they just send another nigga to the morgue. A boy scored, they can give a fuck about us. They'd rather catch us with guns and white powder. If I was old, they'd probably be frenemies. Since I'm young, they consider me the enemy. They'll kill 10 of me to get the job correct. To serve, protect, and break a nigga's neck. Cause I'm the one with a trunk of funk. And fuck the police in the tape deck. Listen to me, cause there's more to see. Call my neighborhood a ghetto, cause the house is minorities. Now the color don't know, you can rub it out high. These are tales from the dark side.
All of us are in danger, damn!
Simple. The 9mm went to the temple.
face as they wonder what's under my waist.
Standing on the bed.
See them getting brown, that's a fact. Got a beer in a bowl sack. Run, 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 the ass up, they cannot hide. Get cute, they can't fuck with the dark side.
Say real rock from the rock, an unusual musical happening in a most unusual place. The state prison
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it and said they were suckers. They wanted me for their army or whatever. Picture me giving a damn, I said never. Here's a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me and myself, because they never did. I wasn't with it, but just that very minute it occurred to me, the suckers had authority. Cold sweating as I dwell in my cell. How long has it been? They got me sitting in a state pen. I gotta get out, but that thought was thought before. I contemplated a plan on the cell floor. I'm not a fugitive on the run, but a brother like me begun to be another one. Public enemy serving time, they drew the line, y'all. They criticized me for some crime. Nevertheless, they could not understand that I'm a black man and I can never be a veteran. On the strength of situations unreal, I got a raw deal, so I'm looking for the steel. I'm going for that steel. On death row, I grabbed his gun and he did what I said so. And every man's the man got served, along with the time they served. Decency well deserved. To understand my demands, I gave a warning. I wanted the governor, y'all, and plus the warden to know that I was innocent. Because I'm militant, posing a threat, you better s*** government. My plan said I had to get out and break north. Just like Oliver's neck, I had to get off. My boys had the feds in check, they couldn't try nothing. We had a force to instigate a prison riot. This what it takes for peace, so I just took the peace. Black for black, it's high time to cut the leash. Freedom to get out to the ghetto, no sellout. Six COs we got, we ought to put their head out. But I'll give them a chance, cause I'm civilized. As for rest of the world, they can't realize a cell is hell. I'm a rebel, so I rebel. Between bars got me thinking like an animal. Got a woman CO to call me a copter. She tried to get away and I popped her twice. Right, no wanna get nice. I had six COs and now it's five to go. And I'm serious, call me delirious, but I'm still a captive. I gotta rap this time to break as time grows a tent. I got my steel in my right hand, now I'm looking for the fence.
Hey yo, Chuck, I got the dope plan in effect. G word to the strength, man.
I'm looking for that fence. Into the courtyard, followed by 52 brothers, bruised, battered, and scarred, but hard. Going out with a bang, ready to bang out. The power from the sky, from the tower, shots rang out. A high number in dose, yes, and something close. I figure I trigger my steel stand and hold my post. This is what I mean, an anti-nigga machine. If I come out alive, then they won't come clean. Then I threw up, my steel bullets flew up. And to my surprise, the wall and tower blew up. Who shot what, who, what, the bazooka was who? And to my rescue, it was the S1W. Secure my getaway, so I just got away. The joint broke from the black smoke. Then they saw it was rougher than the average bluffer, cause the steel was black. Like the attitude exact. Now the chase is on, telling you to come on. 53 brothers on the run, and we are gone.
The rebel rebellion yell, cause the people still dwell in hell. Locked in a cell, just instructors of cell. That is a story I tell. How long can we wait? Come on, seeing what's at stake. Action for reaction. If your mind's in a sum of complete instinct, get a checkup. This is a stick up. I could be peaceful, but there can be no sequel. Now freedom will be fundamental in Johannesburg or South Central. On the mic, cause someone just tell them the king of the township rebellion.
till your thoughts could get with the hard rhymes and fill your mind. Thoughts, battles, fought, lessons taught. Yes, others played the fitness, then felt like a gymnast. Raise my fist and resist, sleep though we stand in the midst of a war. Gotta get mine, gotta get more, keeping the mic warm against the norm. Cause what does it offer me? I think often is nothing but a coffin. Gotta get rough till our necks never swing on a rope from here to the Cape of No Hope. Now freedom must be fundamental in Johannesburg or South Central. On a mic, cause someone should tell them the kid in the township rebelled. Why stand on a silent platform? Fight the war, fuck the norm. Why stand on a silent platform? Fight the war, fuck the norm. Why stand on a silent platform? Fight the war, fuck the norm. Why stand on a silent platform?
Problem with that? You know what you should do? You should sanction me. Sanction me with your army. Oh, wait a minute. You don't have an army. I guess that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I'd do if I don't have no army. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up. That's right. Okay, now you think I'm gonna take orders from an African? You might speak 16 languages, but you're gonna need them when you in Times Square selling fake hats. I know Gucci when I see it, nigga, I'm rich.
Jumped out of the second floor of a record store with a treacherous four cassette and a cassette recorder in Ecuador with Edward Norton. Witnessed the metamorphosis of a legend growing like an expert swordsman from the Hessian War, and hence the origin of the Headless Horseman. born with the endorphins of a pathetic orphan. Endless source and reservoir of extension cords and dresser drawers and dead bolts on the bedroom doors and sexual torture kits kept in a separate storage bin. Excellent boyfriend. Use intercourse to settle scores with women who have vendettas towards men. Dickhead is forced in to the shredded foreskin, reddish torn and only being fed a portion. Bed sores and sortions, pregnant whores can get abortions. Fetish fore sticking metal forks in, self-absorption. Skeletor, I went to hell and fell a floor. A predator, I'm headed for competitors. Better warn them what I lack intact in a set of morals I make up for in metaphors like a cosmetic store. Stegosaurus, Chuck Norris with a thesaurus. Yes, of course, a mess of warrants. You want some, come and get some, boys. I'm giving Daniel Penaglio a refresher course on excessive force and pressure points and dressing George Zimmerman in a fluorescent orange dress and 4-inch heels to address the court with a bullseye on his back. His whole chest and torso are left on the doorsteps of Trayvon's dad as a present form. In my present form, I'm Desert Storm. Appetite for destruction is no suppressant for aggressive, forceful, and less remorseful in every morsel. Unpleasant, horrible, hello, gorgeous. The rebel with devil horns just fell off the yellow short bus. Met a contortionist, said when you want to get sexual. She said, however I fit in your schedule, I'm flexible. Expired tags on the Saturn got Catherine Bach in the back and Daisy Dukes with the hazards on. At a traffic stop, getting harassed, signing autograph for this asshole cop's daughter laughed cause I called her a brat on it. He spat on it and brought it back, looking half in shock. Had a heart attack and dropped dead, started falling back with it and got slapped with a Colin Kaepernick practice sock. One ball and half a dick, Apple Watch. Cracked front axle, walked in a vast pro shop with David Hasselhoff, pulled Tabasco sauce out of my satchel, knocked over a fisherman's tackle box and... asked if they had a laughing stock. That was fucking stupid. You got it twisted. All cause I offered this bitch a doggy biscuit. You call me misogynistic. Bitch, get the misogynistic. Like spas in this bitch. Slob on it with gobs of lipstick. Got a shopping list for you to run some odds and ends with. It's not a bitch on this earth I can be monogamous with. She's non-existent. Robin Thicke with a throbbing dick on some swabbing slick shit. But I shout derogatives at bitches like fucking missile launchers, misfit blonde and nitwit, like I've gone ballistic with a frosting tip kit. Screamed I hate blondes and became one. I'm optimistic. Love to start shit. Shoving Clark Kent's undergarments in the glove compartment of the bucket, bumping Bubba Sparks. I'm double parking up at Target's. Trouble causer, double crosser, shadiest motherfucker you'll ever come across. Olympic gymnast, been known for some assaults. Couple lawsuits, enough to cause a stomach ulcer. Same damn brain scan results as Rain Man's is. Something's awful when Dustin Hoffman's dressing up in your mummy costume on stage dancing the brain damage. What's the problem? Nothing's wrong. The name brand is back to reclaim status. Run the faucet, I'ma dunk a bunch of Trump supporters underwater. Snuck up on them in Ray-Bans in a gray van with a spray tan. It's a wrap like an ace bandage. Don't give a fuck, persona. To my last DNA strand, E&J in the waistband at the VMAs with the stagehand. She wants kibasa. Prearrange an escape plan. 3-inch blade on point like a CNC. Consider me a dangerous man, but you should be afraid of this dang candidate. You say Trump don't kiss ass like a puppet, cause he runs his campaign with his own cash for the funding, and that's what you wanted? A fucking loose cannon who's blunt with his hand on a button who doesn't have to answer to no one? Great idea. If I was president, getting office, the first order of business once I get in office. Second thing that'll make me happy is walking up to Uncle Sam, naked, laughing, dick cupped in hand, screaming, fuck safe sex, throw a latex and an AIDS test at him, tell Congress I run this land, and I want the rubber band, and make it snappy. Addiction to friction and static, addict who can't escape the habit, continue to chase the dragon, but as fate would have it, I walked up in Major Magic, dressed as the maintenance man in a laser tag vest and a racing jacket, with a gauge to blast it and sped away in the station wagon. Stacey Dash's and Casey Anthony's crazy asses in the back seat throwing stay free pads at me. Dead passenger in the passenger seat. Unfasten the safety latches and slam on the brakes in traffic so hard I snap the relocation brackets for the monster tires. Finna get a murder case and catch it like you threw it at me encased in plastic. And send Dylan Roof through the windshield of the Benz until he spins like a pinwheel and begins filling like a windmiller with a thin bill while his skin's peeling and skids till he hits a cement pillar. Swing for the fence like Prince Phil and knock it into the Upper Peninsula. You wanna go against Zilla, the rat god? When will I quit? Never been realer, the instiller of fear. Not even a scintilla of doubt whose pen's iller than Prince and a chinchilla of Ben Stiller in a suspense thriller. Revenge killer of Ben syllable binge filler syringe till I draw first blood. Even pop shit on my pop shit, and it's popular. Couldn't be more awkward, cause your innocence I robbed you, it's my fingers that got stuck up, tortured, not give a slapstick, hockey puck, the broad hunter with the sawed off like an arm when it's lopped off of you, but I'm not gonna get the shock on the Glock, I'm a op for the ox, cause I'm into objects that are sharp when I shop, and it's not a shock, I'm such an obnoxious fucker, the rock cuts and the rockers, who would've thought this much of a cocksucker to go across the buttocks of Vivica Fox with a box cutter? That was for 50. Little slap on the wrist, be warned. I'm unraveling quickly. My squabbles, I'm grappling with your time traveling with me. Try and follow as I wobble, relapse into history with a flask of the whiskey. Tip it back, then I'm twisting wine bottles. Like what happened to Chris Reeve's spine column. That's the plan of attack when I'm fixing my problems. Wish my chest wasn't having to get these rhymes off them, but the fact that I have so many rappers against me mind boggles, and why I haven't come back on these faggots who diss me's more of a spectacular mystery than a fucking Agatha Christie crime novel. But my patience is wearing thin. Swear I've been contemplating rubbing shit in your face till I smear it in. Diss you in every lyric until you fear the pen and never appear again if you actually had fucking careers to end. But then I think of Molly Kierum and I steer him in that direction and forget my ideas for them. Molly, I'm gone off you. Man, light some kush. You're my first take, I'll nail you. Can't lie, I gush. If I won you over, you would be the grand prize. I'm entranced by your looks. Come and give the shady franchise a push. You can get it in a can like some Anheuser-Busch. Jeans too small, least three pant sizes. Tush mushed against your damn sides. Your puss and thighs are squished. What kind of attire's that? I'm ready to be rode. Psychopath, bet your wheel, get it popping like a flat. Like the match to ignite the wrath. Got knives to slash and slice hermaphrodites in halves. Piper Chapman's might just have to pick at me like a scab. Hard to describe, in fact, startling, violent, perhaps, are things that come to mind as soon as I start spitting rhymes like that, and you aren't really surprised at that, but as far as these lines I rap and these bars, would it dial it back if I star 69 the track? Why am I such a dick?
Can't wait to see the return of Bill Clinton as the first dude. You know it's coming. The first dude coming to America. He'll be banging secretaries on the side.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, my bad.
Anyway, thanks for listening. Yeah. Some soul glow. That's how I keep my fro.
Secret sauce.
Anyway, good talking, Gower. We freaking rocked it. Thanks for listening, if you did, to the election special, Rhyme and Treason. We're still going hard. And next time we will be getting wasted together, I hope. And beauty contestant fondling treason.
Grab her on the pussy.
Some of all patriots are after propaganda. Big titties, duty, dumb, and freedom to life. Shits have a bullshit, becoming star of Bobo Curtis, multi-millionaire, fucking mouth. Machine guns rape, cakes to cure, beers to hide. Liars in the house, bottles in the house. We're doomed. Driven, and everyone who's still living knows that.
fuck the dead and die thinking not about why didn't anyone care, but why her life was so unfair.
It's time. It needs to be said. I'm sorry to be the one to inform you, but man and womankind has unfortunately been pronounced dead.
Rhyme.
The entry's in.